My name is Scott Stringer, and I'm a candidate for deacon here at Emmanuel. I want to share my testimony with you, and so you can get to know me a little bit better and how the Lord has worked in my life. The Lord saved me when I was 16 in the fall of my junior year of high school. I grew up in a home that gave me a solid moral and ethical grounding, but I didn't know Jesus as anyone more than a good example to be followed. I was a pretty straight-laced kid in high school. I learned to be self-reliant, self-confident, and self-righteous, although I wouldn't have used those terms at the time. I was enthralled with existentialism and biological evolution. I didn't see my need for a savior, but thankfully the Lord had other plans for me. During the summer before my junior year, Josh, a cross-country teammate, invited me to come to his church youth group. I went and had a good time. I kept going back. And at some point that fall, started to actually pay attention to what the youth pastor was teaching. I started attending on Sunday mornings as well. And later that fall, at a Friday evening event during a gospel invitation, I began to put my trust in Jesus. My faith was weak and shallow. I didn't fully understand the gospel, but the Lord began a work in me that evening that He is bringing to completion for His glory. Those early seeds of faith have grown, and the Lord has shown me through His Word and through His Son how much He loves me, how much I truly need Him. He's shown me my utter sinfulness apart from Him, and He has shown me that by faith, He's granted me the privilege to be a co-heir with His Son to the glory of His name. But it's taken many years to understand those beautiful truths and apply them in my life. I was discipled by leaders in the youth group and in my high school Sunday school class, and the following spring, on April 1st, 1990, I was baptized at Camarillo Baptist Church in Southern California. The Lord used the saints at Camarillo Baptist and my growing group of Christian friends at school to help me grow in my faith. Around the same time, I met Janelle in Mr. Pearson's Algebra 2 trigonometry class. We started to date the summer before our senior year, and the Lord used her to help me grow in faith as well. Janelle had made a commitment to herself to never get involved with someone in the military. But right after high school, I got on a plane for Baltimore, Maryland, and began 4 years at the Naval Academy. By the Lord's grace, Janelle and I remained committed to one another throughout those 4 years. The Lord was kind to help me plug into a healthy church in Annapolis, and He used the Baptist campus ministry to help keep me grounded in my faith during the week when I couldn't leave campus. It was also a kindness of the Lord to allow email to be invented and begin to take shape on college campuses in the early 90s, which was a huge factor in Janelle and I maintaining a long-distance relationship while she studied engineering in California. Throughout those turbulent 4 years, the Lord was our rock as He prepared both of us for harder and better years to come. As soon as we both graduated, we were married and moved to Pensacola, Florida, where I attended flight school for almost 2 years. We grew close to several other young couples through the Officers Christian Fellowship and through our little evangelical free church. In those early years, the Lord shaped us through couples who were a few years ahead of us, as they helped us to see how the truth of God's Word had shaped their marriages and families. It was a sweet time when we were able to spend lots of time together, growing in unity and making up for too much lost time. Fast forwarding, the Lord sustained us through a 21-year career in the Navy, including 3 deployments, countless trips away from home, 5 cross-country moves, the birth of 4 wonderful daughters, and the adoption of an amazing son. Throughout that time, we were discipled and nurtured by faithful churches and Christian community, even when I was deployed on aircraft carriers for months at a time. Throughout those years, the Lord gave me an increasing desire to serve the church with the varied experiences, skills, and gifts that He was granting to me. About 2010, I began to sense a call toward full-time ministry after my Navy career was over. That desire grew over the next few years, and I even began to take online seminary classes at Southern during my last 3 years on active duty. Janelle and I had the opportunity to visit the campus in Louisville briefly in 2013, and we both fell in love with the area, resolving to move here when we had the opportunity. That day finally came when I retired from the Navy, and we packed up after living in one spot in Southern Maryland for 8 years, arriving here in August 2016. We visited several churches in our first couple weeks here, with Emmanuel being the second one we visited. Josh Rood, Josh Ramirez, and Ward Young were three of the first members we met, and they all went out of their way to help us feel welcome. In fact, the rest of the churches we visited over the next few weeks, we began to compare to Emmanuel. During the same period, as I was looking for a job in the area, I happened to get connected to Dr. Kevin Gew, who was on faculty at U of L at the time. I wanted to talk about finding work as a systems engineer, but when he heard we were looking for a church, all he wanted to talk about was how much he and his family loved Emmanuel. That helped seal the deal, and we returned to Emmanuel the first Sunday in October 2016. That was also the weekend that Lynn Shreve, the wife of then-pastor Jay Shreve, passed away. We walked into the middle of a church that was deeply hurting and grieving that Sunday. The care that we saw the body extend toward the Shreve family and toward one another that week only helped to confirm that this was where the Lord wanted us to be. In the 4.5 years since we became members, the Lord has used Emmanuel to help our family continue to grow and mature in gospel faithfulness. Our son, Eliah, received one of the last baptisms in the old building. We've seen 4 of our 5 children thrive in Emmanuel's children's and youth ministries. And the only reason I don't say that all 5 is that our oldest started at UK the year we moved here and was married just 2 years later. Now we're blessed to have Caitlin and her husband Daniel and their 8-month-old daughter with us at Emmanuel as well. The Lord has used the faithful teaching and preaching of our elders to strengthen our faith and prepare us for ministry as we strive to help care for the saints as well. We've been blessed through our leadership of a gospel community group that has walked through some sweet days and some bitter days together over the last few years. The Lord has enabled Janelle and I to help care for students as Emmanuel youth leaders for the last few years as well, although this is a role we're now stepping away from for a season. It's a joy to get to serve alongside my wife in these areas. Since early 2018, I've had the joy and privilege of serving with the staff of Emmanuel as our facility care manager, as Pastor Jeff's ministry assistant, and as our database administrator, admittedly an odd mix of responsibilities. I've been blessed to be able to fill them thus far as the Lord has allowed. The possibility to now serve Emmanuel as one of its deacons is both humbling and exciting. I've grown to know and love our deacon board, and in many ways already work alongside them as a staff member who helps to facilitate some of their objectives. I'm excited about their concern for the poor in our midst in Louisville, as this is an area where I feel personally burdened, but also feel inadequate to the need. I pray the Lord will enlarge my faith and my faithfulness in this area, whether I'm able to serve as a deacon or not. I look forward to the opportunity to continue to serve the body of Christ at Emmanuel in a new role. I pray that the Lord will grant me wisdom and discernment to continue to love and lead my family well and steward my time with care. I appreciate your prayers for my family in this new season of ministry for me and for us. I love you, Emmanuel, and I look forward to continue to bring glory to our risen Lord with you as we build a community from all cultures where Christ is King.